Number two, in our eight-point lifestyle is prayer. Prayer can be quantum coding. My background is as a computer programmer. That's what I had as a career for a long time. And I like coding. I like computer programming. I know that the body is like the computer and the mind is like a software program, and our life is a printout of the two. So if we want to change our experience in life, we change the coding. We change the programming. We change dominant frequency spectrums and flip by choice back to that pure and perfect part of ourselves rather than dwelling too much in the ocean of our more limited self. So prayer. So many studies have been done, and you can Google this, about the power of prayer in healing and on many levels. So much research. People, it is said, have forgotten the power of prayer, and prayer isn't coming from reading scripture or books or whatever. It's about heart. It's about really coming into silent stillness within yourself and acting as if this infinite intelligence in which we dwell is our best friend and talking to it. I cannot recommend highly enough the special relationship we can have with quantum intelligence. And it shows us through biofeedback how deep our relationship is with it. Many people say to me, they think something and instantly manifests because they're in the zone of this. They understand the power of quantum connectivity and biofeedback. And also, for those who want to take it further, to study string theory, to study M theory, my favorite, but my very favorite is interdimensional energy field science, which is my personal field of research. I like quantum coding. I like the essence coding. I like what we can achieve on so many levels within the matrix of creation, having understood that first it begins with us, and we can change our own system and how it operates, and the importance of this, and the importance of letting go of limited ideas. So prayer is heartfelt communion in silent stillness with this infinite intelligence. And I think the greatest prayer, and you know when your model of reality is right and aligned to your pure nature, because the only prayer, the greatest prayer you have is thank you. To just be thank you, 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 because you're living the life that is the truth for who you are, which may not be a truth for someone else because we have different patterns of energy, but the rewards of living in alignment with our true nature are so evident. So much grace and so much gratitude walk with us all the time. That's our natural state, is grace and gratitude. Next, number three, the mastery of our mind. People have so many limited realities, and quantum intelligence says that if you keep denying something, if you keep saying something is impossible, then it remains out of your field of possibility. Now, that is fine. If people are living a life now that says you need physical food or you will die, that is a deep truth for them. But when we are blended with quantum consciousness, when we are quantum consciousness in form, when we have played with quantum consciousness, when we've experienced our pure nature, when our brain is vibrating more in the theta zone, or the delta ranges, when we understand, because we're in harmony with left-right brain flows, when our intuition and left-brain logic are fully balanced and active, when we're honoring our intelligence, doing our research, but being in open-hearted receptivity, then it's a different game altogether. So first, we have to be prepared to move beyond limited realities that perpetuate separation. So be aware of your mental realities. And there's one question to ask. You can create any model of reality you want. We all can. We have free will. The question then is this: is your model of reality perpetuating separation? Is it nourishing, cultivating unity and harmony within you and on earth? Do you have the courage to drop limitations? Every time you hear, read, sense, are told something that may arise from within you or around you, ask yourself one thing before you accept it as truth. Does this allow me to be a limited human being or limitless? I no longer accept limited models of reality because I don't want to program myself in that way. So for me, I have spent many years reprogramming myself as my own limitations arise, whether it was the weight stabilization or dealing with the hate mail and the judges and the haters and all of that, to understand that if people are reacting against what we're sharing, then it's up to me to learn to present a better model of education, which we are doing, and why we offer this freely now. Because education removes ignorance, which removes fear, which removes hate, which removes so much good quality, experientially based, holistic education. So first, we bring ourselves into harmony and unity, and that means letting go of all limited beliefs as they rise within us. This idea that someone must be super special to be able to have this gift of freedom of being nourished by prana. We are all super special. We are all being breathed by this amazing, loving intelligence. It is the core of us. There is no one person better than another. It just goes back to some people spending time differently and therefore existing in a different zone of reality. And duality, the games of separation, have so much to teach us. And one of the lessons is choice. Which zone do you want to be anchored in? Where do you want to live? Are you open to go beyond limited thinking? Are you prepared to spend time differently? Because this 8-point lifestyle is where the hard work for some is. And yet it is not hard work. Because when we change our lifestyle through meditation, through the understanding of prayer power, through the mastery of the mind, letting the mind be a servant and not our boss, knowing that our real boss is the infinite intelligence that gives us life, then our life changes. So the next, lighten up your diet. Wherever you are at in your diet now, as we shared earlier, are you ready to lighten it up a little? Some of you, already you've gone from 3 meals a day and now you have 2. Some of you have listened to your bodies and you've already let go of many things that your body has said through bloating and reaction. No, this is not right for me anymore. Many of you are on this path of a more lean and green and healthy diet. Let go of limited beliefs and say, hey, if it's possible, then I want to honor my body's natural intelligence, and we tell it, feed yourself in whatever way works from you, from prana, from physical food, or both, but the end result must be perfect health. Okay, no attachment. But when we're really well programmed and educated into nourishment, as many of you are, and I was too, you tend to look at a plate of food and you go, ah, there's my protein, there's my carbohydrates, there's my minerals, here's the superfood, here is this, that's a good balanced diet. Well, you're going to let go of this. if you're serious with this, and you're going to go into instinctual eating. What that means is let go of habit. Instead of, 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, breakfast time, got to eat, and here's my blend of nourishing food. 1 o'clock, lunchtime, and here's my blend of nourishing food. 7, 8 o'clock at night, here's my blend of nourishing food. Let it go. You stop with the living of this lifestyle and the programming we're giving you, and you say, body, are you hungry? What does it say? What if says yes? Well, then the next thing is, okay, thank you for sharing that. What do you want? What do you really feel you need to eat now? And the body might say, I just want a carrot, a raw carrot, or I'd love some steamed, lightly steamed cauliflower, or mango. Your body will surprise you because you've programmed it, you've told it now to get all vitamins, all minerals, everything you need direct from pranic flows, from essence, from source. You're giving it permission to make its adjustments in its own way and time. You're working emotionally to feed your emotional body in a different way by indulging in more creativity and changing habitual social patterns. So you do other things with family and friends that don't involve physical food, perhaps. You're changing your mental rhythms, and that's what we've talked about. You're indulging more in limitless thinking patterns rather than limited. You are feeling the difference in this perhaps already. You are in greater level of self-responsibility. You have tested and checked in our previous videos your current physical body prana percentage. So you know now what needs increasing, and that this lifestyle will increase your chi levels, your pranic levels. You can measure this as you live this lifestyle. You'll see a change. You'll find a change in your prana percentage just by doing the love breath meditation with the three mantras we have shared in the previous video. All of this is testable with your prana percentage. So now we're looking at letting go of conditioned habitual behavior. Do not take physical food unless your body tells you clearly it is hungry. It takes 3 days for the stomach to shrink. Your resting state of your physical body is the size of your stomach is the size of your wrist. I have artist hands, so mine are bigger than some people. So this is the size of the resting stomach. Well, how much is on your plate? One fistful? 2, 3, 4, 5? Many people in Super Size Me land look at it and they've got 8 fistfuls of food on their plate every meal. No wonder there is obesity. You're giving your body much too much food. Research at Stanford and the research we shared in the movie, In the Beginning There Was Light, have found that a lighter, more ascetic diet brings longevity and health to monkeys and to humans as well. So again, with the movie we recommended, the knives, forks over knives, study all this and you'll understand what's better for the human body if you haven't locked into this educational paradigm already. So how much are you taking? Don't feed out of habit of time. Begin to ask your body what it requires. Ask it if it's hungry, and then ask it what sort of food it wants, rather than this idea of here's all my nutrition. Because remember, you have now programmed your body to feed direct from source, from prana, and it will do so. It knows how to do it and it will guide you, but it needs support. Stop insisting on habitual behavior and locking into the paradigm of here's my carbohydrates, here's my proteins, etc. So lighten up your diet wherever you're at. Go to the next level, but hold clearly in the pranic transition that all vitamins, all minerals, everything you need comes purely from prana.